You are listening to the Riverfront Church Podcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideals, and more.
Okay, for tonight's Think and Drink, we heard discussed kind of the idea of the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Really took a look at everything from his time as a 12-year-old or 12, 13, somewhere in that vicinity, being left at the temple, speaking with the scholars and the wise people there. Fast forward to John the Baptist's ministry, baptizing people, calling to repentance, Jesus being baptized, 40 days in the desert, in the wilderness, and the temptations surrounding that. Then the marriage at Cana and his first miracle, turning water into wine. So, overall thoughts, we just discussed takeaways. What's kind of going through everybody's mind right now?
I can't imagine how exciting it would be to be kind of lost and searching for something to be going on, and then to have this fella show up and hear about these things that he's doing and talking about. And he must have talked with such excitement that, to get that reputation going and to just keep inviting people, and people were going with him, and then that energy, it just must have been an amazing thing to be part of, and to have so much, wow, this, and to not even know. Like, we know, we're looking back at it and studying it, but at that point, you had no idea what was going on. But yet this guy says, come, let's go check this out. Or even before that with, you have this other guy just saying, look, we need to get washed, and I'm going to get washed too, and cleansed. And just, I would love to be there for a little bit just to experience the thrill of what could be going on. They have no idea what could be going on in the future, but right then, at that moment.
Yeah. I think this is the part where the study really comes alive, is looking at chronologically what was going on in the time of Jesus being born. From the part where Herod's like killing everybody that was under 2 years old, they're basically living undercover. And then, one story that pops out is that Jesus is in a synagogue, and he's amazing. People that are there, and they're talking about, like, he starts becoming wise beyond his time. And then you see how from that point he starts off with like a little bit of a ministry, like, he finds John the Baptist, he gets baptized, and he picks up John the Baptist's followers, and they start following him, and then he gets his disciples, which are fishermen, which is completely, one of the things that was brought up was the fact that, fishermen were considered like the real common guys. Like, and you think about it, they're out there fishing all day long. They smell like fish. They're stinky. They're the outcasts. They're like on the rims of society. But yet they're still, willing to give up everything to follow this person, right? And then from that, Jesus goes out into the desert for 40 days. And the fact that he was hungry shows that he was actually like me, like, because I get hungry, right? Because, we sit here at Think and Drink, and we're able to eat food, but I can't imagine, 40 hours without eating, and here he is at 40 days without eating, and he's being tempted. And a lot of we actually go into the wording of how the devil is actually trying to tempt him, and what those stages look like, and what it would have felt like, if you are like that's saying, if I am my mother's son, like, that's an insult. Like, I'm
getting,
ready to
get the identity.
Yeah, yeah.
Of who are you? Who do you think you are?
Completely questioning who he is and everything. And then after that, you're at a party, and it's not even and this was the other part that jumped out at me tonight, was the fact that his mother asked him to make water into wine. It wasn't like Jesus and his followers were like, yeah, we're out of wine, we need some more wine, and Jesus is like, oh yeah, guys, I don't know if I'm going to do it. It was his mother. And it's like, what son is going to deny his mother one request? And at that, it's kind of like, wow, he really is like me. You know, he really is dealing with a lot of stuff that I deal with and have dealt with. And it really brought out a lot of it in this meeting tonight. So
you find that the humanity, even in the fact that, you know, in his relationship with his mother there.
He became very human in that, like, because he had that relationship with his mother. And it was a couple people actually said, yeah, his mother was there. And I'm like, wow, hold up, wait a minute. Bing! Like, his mom's there. Like, me hanging out with my crew is one thing, but me hanging out with my crew and my mother, something completely different. And then mom goes, hey, Damon, can you? And it's like, but the guys are here, right? And she's like, yeah, okay. And he goes over to this, like, literally, it wasn't like goblets of water that were sitting around, like the drinking water. We discussed that it was actually a spiritual fountain. You know, which in itself is kind of like, whoa, you're not even supposed to touch that like that. And then he takes the spiritual water, turns it into wine, and then starts dipping jugs in there. But he's not one of those people that said, look what I did. And his mom's not like, look what my son did. They're just doing it very as servants, literally, right? And which is a lot of what Jesus says is, you know, he becomes a servant in that one thing, and that really opens up a lot of his ministry at that point. And we were talking about, you know, what is a miracle, you know? And at that time, yeah, that's a very big miracle, you know, because looking at the knowledge that people had at that time and what they would consider a miracle, it's like, no, they weren't thinking about cell phones and all this other TVs. They were just like, look, I want to eat. I want to drink. Yeah, here's a miracle for you. So I think having that, I see why they put that story in the Bible. When you take it out of context, it just looks like, oh, yeah, he turns water to wine. But in the true sense, when you see everything that happens around that act, it says a lot about his relationship to his mother, to the fellowship that was he was creating around him, and what he was actually here to do. So that's really what I got out of it.
I was thinking also, as you were talking, because Edwin had said that God had put that on her heart, you know, that to push him to do it. And I never thought of it that way before, you know, and it really didn't hit me until you were just saying that, that we really have to look at sometimes in our own lives, like the catalyst, like how God uses others to inspire us to do our best, you know. And so it didn't really hit me until you were talking. I was like, with the relationship with his mother, you know, and responding to her, and how mothers do, you know, do that coaxing kind of thing, you know. So, but because how do you know it's time now? You know, like, you might not have the confidence to do it, but it's time now.
Yeah.
You know,
iron sharpens iron.
And she knew it.
Yeah.
You know, so that was pretty cool.
That's absolutely it. Point.
So I got so much out of this, and I really wish when we're sharing our words, you could understand some of the images we get to see that go along with our talks, which kind of really brings it to life. Like the one story we discussed about Jesus's first miracle, turning water into wine. You know, every time I've heard that story before, I thought, you know, oh, he went around and touched the jugs of water or said some magical prayer and things happened. But, you know, when it was shown to us, this humongous, big, almost looked like a crate, like a huge tote that probably hold hundreds of gallons of water. And what this water was for was this special spiritual cleansing water that you would go in and maybe dip your hands and purify yourself. That is what he turned into wine. And when you see that image of this big, you know, humongous thing that's turned into wine, you really understand what a miracle it was, and that not only did he just use not any water, he used the spiritual water. So there's a lot in that. And as Damon was talking about just the, you know, how he responded to his mom, like, I never always think about Jesus, yes, Mary was his mother, but I never thought of Jesus like my relationship that I have with my sons. Like, you don't think of it like that. You think of it like, well, he was Jesus, and Mary just birthed him, and that was it. But no, she was his mother.
She stepped off.
Like, you know, he said about the wine, like, she, you know, told him. Or when he was at the temple, and they started walking home, they're like, oh, my God, we can't find our son. And they went back, and they had to go search for him. And just that worry and panic they probably had at that moment where they're like, oh, my God, where's my son? He's missing. I can't find him. We got to run back. We got to find him. And then you come to find him, and here he is teaching the teachers in the temple things that they were just sitting there probably with their mouths dropped, like, who is this young child that has come to tell us stuff that, wow, how could he at this young age have all this wisdom and knowledge? So why that would make sense when they said the wisdom and knowledge thing. And so many things, like, and the one thing that really struck me is that John the Baptist is baptizing everybody and everybody and everybody. And nowhere in Scripture can we find where it says that John was baptized, yet he was preaching, you must be baptized. So it was just like, what? And really, I wish we could, you know, share the images that we see that bring us to this revelation of how we get a deeper look into all these scriptures.
Well, for that, I guess people just have to come out to Bull Bay Cuisine at 900 North Orange Street in Wilmington, Delaware.
Yes.
On Wednesday evenings at about 5:05-ish, and join us for these discussions. And next week we'll be continuing on into those early months and probably first year of ministry.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Riverfront Church Podcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook. Just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.